Hey everybody, today I wanted to do a quick recording, a quick tutorial on how to insert media into a WordPress post using the WordPress Media Editor and a screen reader. So I talk about this a lot, and I talk about how important adding media to your content is. So text is fine, but if you have audio or video or especially images, those are really helpful for non-visually impaired or non-blind users of your site because it gives them something to look at, and you can still have pretty images and great content and have an accessible website. So in other words, everybody can be happy. All right, so I'm just going to do this really quick. So the first thing I've done here is given this a title, and this will work if you are either creating a new post or if you're editing a new post. So the first thing that we've actually done is given this a title. So you'll hear the screen reader read the title, and in this case it's Sitting on a Plane. So the first thing we're going to do is press the space bar on the Add Media button. Now this will work if you are using JAWS, if you are using NVDA, and I think it will also work if you are using Window Eyes and System Access. So, but in this particular situation, I'm using JAWS. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the space bar on Add Media. Okay, so the first thing that's happened is down at the bottom of the screen, our media panel has popped up. For sighted people, this is going to look a little bit different, but for screen reader users, this comes up at the bottom of the screen. So in this case, we're going to be uploading audio. We're going to just upload a single audio file. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to just press Control End and go down to the bottom of the screen, because I want to get to the Browse button. So we have the Browse button. I'm not going to type in a file name here because I am actually going to browse my local machine for this file. So I'm going to press Enter on the Browse button. You can also press Space. All right, so here we have a standard Browse dialog, standard file choice dialog. So I am going to shift tab back into my list view of files. Okay, so here we have a list of all of my files that I want to go ahead and choose from. And I know which one I want to choose, so I'm just going to navigate quickly to that. Okay, so the file that we have here is, this is our particular audio file. I'm going to then tab over to the open button because I don't need to change anything else for this particular file. Alright, and I'm going to then press enter on the open button. Okay, so WordPress has now uploaded this file, and if you'll notice, if you are out of Forms mode or Browse mode, it just says checkbox not checked. So to get my bearings on this screen, I'm going to then hit Control End and go back down to this Browse button, because what I want in order to insert this media is the little bit that is just above the file name edit box. Okay, so I'm also going to make sure that my window is maximized, which I didn't do in this case. So you always want to do that. And I can see that my window is not maximized, so I'm going to maximize it. Okay. So once I've done that and I've uploaded my file, I'm not going to actually change any of the information that comes with that file. But I can do that if I want to add an alt attribute, etc., to an image. So in this particular case, I'm just going to insert this file. Okay, so we have, according to the screen reader, a link that says insert into post. I'm going to press space on this because this seems to work the best. Enter will also work, but just per my workflow, I tend to press space on these things. So okay, so We hear the screen reader babbling about a whole bunch of stuff on this screen. This is a cue that says, hey, my media has now been inserted into my post. So, we've already inserted the media. I'm not going to go through actually publishing this. That's standard, just like you would publish any text-based content. But this is inserting media actually into a post. And if you look at your edit field for content, so not your title field, but your edit field, which is under all of your toolbar buttons, you're going to see a short code. Left bracket audio, the file URL in this case, right bracket. That's going to let you know that your, in this case, audio has been inserted. It'll do the same thing for video, it'll do the same thing for images, and they have corresponding short codes. Same thing with galleries, etc. And I may deal with creating a gallery of images or a playlist in a later tutorial, but this is just a demonstration of really how easy it is at this point to insert media into a WordPress post. So, if you are creating media, you're creating images, you're creating audio, go ahead and insert that into your content if it's relevant. Because especially content like video and audio will do something that's very important for you if you are concerned about your length of sessions, etc., Google Analytics kind of stuff. What it does is it will help decrease your bounce rate because you're giving people something else to pay attention to other than just your content. Because remember that text content can actually be read very quickly. So if you insert something like a relevant video or a relevant audio into your content plus images, to kind of spice things up a bit, people will stick around a little bit longer. And this will mean that your bounce rate for your site itself, or your page, your particular post, decreases. Okay, so that's it for today's tutorial. If you have any questions, you can always feel free to leave them in the comments, or hit me up on Twitter at CSWordPress, and I look forward to talking to you soon.